Week 1, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. I love you, Lord, my strength. Psalm 17. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my Saviour. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me, the torrents of destruction assailed me, the snares of the grave entangled me, the traps of death confronted me. In my anguish I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord saved me because he loved me. Psalm 17 continued. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger, smoke came forth from his nostrils, and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim, he flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens, the Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed, the foundations of the world laid bare, at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me, he drew me forth from the mighty waters, he snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved me because he loved me. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. Psalm 17 continued. He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me for my hands were clean, for I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me, I have never neglected his commands, I have always been upright before him, I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere. With the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. Lord our God, turn our hearts back to you. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 5. Let me sing for my beloved a love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He digged it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a winepress in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds, that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold, a cry. Responsory from Psalm 79. Your vine is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. Look, Lord, and rouse up your might, lest what your right hand has planted be destroyed. Lord God of hosts, look down from heaven and see, visit this vine, lest what your right hand has planted be destroyed. A reading from a sermon by St. Bernard on Advent. We have come to know a threefold coming of the Lord. The third coming takes place between the other two. They are clearly manifest, but the third is not. In the first coming, the Lord was seen on earth and lived among men, in the days when, as he himself bears witness, they saw him and hated him. In his last coming, all flesh shall see the salvation of our God, and they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. The other coming is hidden. In it, only the chosen see him within themselves, and their souls are saved. In brief, his first coming was in the flesh and in weakness. This intermediary coming is in the spirit and in power. The last coming will be in glory and majesty. This intermediary coming is like a road leading from the first to the last coming. In the first coming, Christ was our redemption. In the last, he will appear as our life. In this intermediary coming, he is our rest and consolation. Do not imagine that what we are saying about the intermediary coming is simply our own fabrication. Listen to Christ himself. If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. I have read elsewhere, the man who fears the Lord will do good. But it is my opinion that more was said of the one who loves, namely, that he will keep the words. Where, then, are they to be kept? Without any doubt, they are to be kept in the heart. As the prophet says, I have kept your words in my heart, lest I sin against you. Keep the word of God in that way, for blessed are they who keep it. Let it pierce deep into your inmost soul and penetrate your feelings and actions. Eat well, and your soul will delight and grow. Do not forget to eat your bread, or your heart will wither. But let your soul feast richly. If you keep the word of God in this way, without a doubt, you will be kept by it. The Son, with the Father, will come to you. The great prophet, who will renew Jerusalem, will come, and he will make everything new. The effect of this coming will be that just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so we shall bear the image of the heavenly man. Just as the old Adam was poured out throughout the whole man and filled him completely, so now let Christ take possession of the whole man, for he created the whole man, he redeemed the whole man, and he will glorify the whole man. Responsory based on Psalm 28. The Lord will come down with glory and power to visit his people in peace and bestow on them eternal life. See, the Lord comes with might to visit his people in peace and bestow on them eternal life. Let us pray. Prepare our hearts, Lord, by the power of your grace. When Christ comes, may he find us worthy to receive from his hand the bread of heaven at the feast of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.